This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 989-419-3504, regarding Jerry Gibbs, G-I-B, like boy, B, like boy, S. Date of birth 11/26 of 1940. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Gibbs with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. Originally thought this might be due to obstructive uropathy, but he was sent on the day of his consultation, May 24th, for a stat ultrasound of kidneys and bladder. And the distended bladder was 235 mLs, and the post-void residual was 27. And bilateral ureteral jets were visualized. He had a very enlarged prostate at 4 by 5 centimeters, 5.2 at the largest. Right kidney slightly small at 9.6 centimeters with a simple cyst, no stones or hydronephrosis. The left kidney 10.9 centimeters without stones, cysts, or hydronephrosis. The patient is scheduled to see Dr. LIU on next Tuesday, June 28th, for the enlarged prostate. He does seem to be able to empty his bladder completely. We also know that he's had a long history of hypertension for many, many years, and it's possibly that the kidney dysfunction is secondary to that, and he has overactive bladder also. He currently denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear. He feels that he empties very well. No cloudiness, blood, no incontinence. Nocturia is maybe one time per night. That's the time he has difficulty emptying, but he's not sure if he actually has much urine in the bladder at that time. Usually, if he waits long enough, several minutes, he can empty the bladder while he's up at night. No edema, no claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the low-dose lisinopril of 5 milligrams daily. Also, multiple medicines for prostate and overactive bladder and many supplements and low-dose aspirin. Trazodone is 150 milligrams daily at bedtime for sleep, and occasionally Ambien 10 milligrams at bedtime. Physical exam weight is 172 pounds, and that is a decrease of 12 pounds over the last month. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 160 over 82. Pulse is 74. Oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Usually blood pressure is not that high. It's 130 to 140 over 80 when checked at home. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen, there's no CBA tenderness, normal active bowel sounds, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, there's no edema, no ulcerations or rash noted on the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 14th of 2022. Creatinine was 1.5, which is slightly improved. In May, it was 1.6, so estimated GFR is 45. Albumin 4, calcium 9.3, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.4, hemoglobin 13.7, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to longstanding hypertension, and also benign prostatic hypertrophy. He will be seeing Dr. LIU next week for further evaluation. Overactive bladder also. The patient will continue to have monthly labs for us to evaluate this. He'll follow up with Dr. LIU as scheduled, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 3 months since he does go to Texas starting in October, and he's there for the whole winter. And at that point, he has urology to follow him in Texas. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.